This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An explosion tore through a cafe in Russia's second-largest city, killing a well-known military blogger and strident supporter of the war in Ukraine. Some reports said a bomb was embedded in the bust of a blogger that was given to him as a gift. Russian officials said he was killed Sunday as he led a discussion at a cafe in the historic heart of St. Petersburg. 25 people were wounded in the blast, 19 of them hospitalized. The U.S. has urged Russia to immediately release two Americans who are being detained. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is asking his Russian counterpart to immediately release a Wall Street Journal reporter as well as another imprisoned American, Paul Whelan. In a rare phone call with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Blinken expresses grave concern over the Kremlin's recent detention of journalist Evan Gershkovich on espionage allegations, according to a State Department summary. Calling for their immediate release, he also conveys Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges, is wrongfully detained. According to the State Department, Blinken and Lavrov also discussed the importance of creating an environment that permits diplomatic missions to carry out their work. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the military situation around the city of Bakhmut, besieged by Russian forces for months, was, quote, especially hot. Russian forces have for months been trying to encircle and capture Bakhmut, a town of 70,000 before the Russian invasion launched over a year ago. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us for the latest news on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The viral video of a man dumping yogurt over the heads of two unveiled women, a mother and her daughter, at a dairy shop in Iran sparked condemnation from Iranian women on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
In Iran's capital, Tehran, 16-year-old Malika, who did not provide a surname, said it was not the man's place to confront the women, a mother and her daughter, for not wearing a hijab.
You can't throw a tub of yogurt on a woman's head and think you did something great and to guide someone in the right direction. It's that person's business. She wanted to dress like that, and she dressed however she wanted. It's no one's business.
But after the attack, President Ibrahim Raisi reiterated that wearing the hijab is the law in Iran.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. There's grieving and hard work ahead in a handful of U.S. states left reeling after fierce tornadoes last week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were dozens of tornadoes cutting a wide swath of damage throughout the Midwest and South, with 11 states affected. More than two dozen people were killed, and homes and businesses have been pulverized into splinters. The mayor of Little Rock, Frank Scott Jr., says it will take months to recover.
Flattening of neighborhoods, flattening of commercial buildings.
At least four people died in the storms in Arkansas, where FEMA officials toured the damage this weekend. At least nine were killed in just one county in Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump is set to surrender Tuesday in New York on charges related to hush money payments and then return to Florida to hold a news conference at his Mar-a-Lago resort, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump flies to New York Monday, where security is tight, spends the night at Trump Tower. Tuesday, the former president goes to court for booking, arraignment, and the unsealing of his indictment.
Where we stand before the judge, we say not guilty. We set schedules to file motions and whatnot or discovery, and we move forward and get out of there.
That's his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He wants the indictment before asking for dismissal, change of venue, or any other legal move. Julie Walker, New York.
The family of an Arab Israeli medical student shot dead by police at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound rejected on Sunday claims by the force that he grabbed and fired an officer's gun. The 26-year-old medical student was killed late Friday, hours after worshippers marking the Muslim holy month of Ramadan held prayers at the sacred site. Israeli police said he managed to take the gun and fired two bullets before being shot dead by officers. I'm Joe Ramsey.